Yo, what is up, everyone? Welcome to the Salty Huntsman Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Taylor. Yeah, so this episode is just going to be the introductory episode, kind of like a disclaimer for what the what the base of the rest of the episodes of the podcast are going to be about, all right? I know a lot of people apprehensive to talk to me because they know that I'm a very outspoken person. You know, I just kind of want to do a little bit about my background and where I came from and how I grew up in the outdoors and some of my military background, all that kind of shit. First, I'm going to get started with, hey, so check this out. This is not a podcast that is for kids or anybody that has, like, virgin ears, all right? I'm going to throw that out right now. So if you're driving down the road right now and your kids are in the car, you might want to shut this off. Like, I'm not saying that every word is going to be an F-bomb or F-this, you know, and all this other stuff. But I'm just saying, like, people do cuss, and it does happen. So I don't want to be getting emails and stuff like that saying like, oh my God, you cussed and my kid was in the car. And, you know, some people want to listen to this around their kids. And I'm like, dude, because it's happened before with my other podcasts. I had somebody message me and they were all pissed off about it and stuff like that. And I was just like, nope, sorry, man. This is just how I am. And I'm going to get into that right now and explain how I grew up, where I came from, stuff like that. All right. So originally from Michigan. Grew up in Southwest Michigan. My grandfather had a beef cattle farm with about anywhere from 40 to 70 head, depending on the time of year. And I, you know, worked on there, you know, doing hay, grinding corn, stuff like that. Hunted a lot there. That's pretty much where I cut my teeth hunting. And I also, you know, was involved with the beef industry in a way, I guess you could say. Yeah, so, you know, inherently that part of Michigan, man, the town I came from, super poor, real poor, shit ton of poor people. And, you know, I didn't come from much. Our farm's not that glamorous. It's not like a big farm like people think. It's pretty shitty, pretty run down now. My grandpa's still alive. He's like 81, 82. I don't live there. I live in New York now. I got stationed up here back in 2019. Yeah, obviously I'm active duty army still. I'm going through the med ward process right now and all that stuff. But, anyways, yeah, so, you know, not having many opportunities coming from where I grew up. And the only thing was to do is basically get in college or go to college or get in trouble. I chose the third option, which is join the military because, well, honestly, before that I had the getting in trouble option in front of me. All right. So, dumb kid, dumb high school kid, got in trouble, you know, whatever, shit happens, and joined the Marine Corps, and rifleman, infantry rifleman, did 4 years, you know, did a couple deployments, stuff like that. Yeah, I went to Afghanistan and everything, you know, whatever. Schooled out, and all the schools that I could go to in my first couple years, I went to infantry squad leaders course, assault climbers, combat hunter, did a marksmanship shooting course. I can't remember which one it is, but it's the one that's a little more than CLS. Had the opportunity to go through some more advanced training, so I did that. And yeah, you know, I ended up getting out. You know, on my DD-14, it says corporal, so that's pretty cool, NCO. And then, you know, went to college for a little bit. Went back to, like, the shithole where I grew up. And then, you know, it didn't really work out. So I started applying for colleges and stuff like that. I ended up going to college in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And originally it was wildlife management. Come to find out, I'm not really that good at math. And you have to be super good at math, I guess. So I took on a creative writing major. So I stuck with that for a couple years. And then after that, I went back in the military, joined the Army, infantry, went to Korea, went back to Afghanistan, all that cool stuff. You know, had some pretty cool opportunities in the Army as well. Went to a couple leadership schools here. Nothing too crazy. You know, by that time, I was just, you know, I'm just to the point where, like, my body's breaking down. I'm 33 now. Typically, like, you know, that's why not everyone does 20 years. And I never had the intention of ever doing 20 years. I just wanted to get out of where I came from because I realized, you know, within a short amount of time when I went back there that I made a mistake. And yeah, it's got some pretty decent hunting opportunities if you have land to hunt there. But if you don't have land to hunt there, then you're not hunting shit because there's hardly any state land at all. And I know people are going to say, well, there's like, oh, there's a state forest up there. Yeah, that's cool, man. But there's probably like 200 people in there hunting. So enjoy, have fun, good luck. Yeah, so basically, like, I've always wanted to start a podcast like this. And the Salty Huntsman, you know, and I've had people say, like, well, I don't know, man, you're definitely, you know, very outspoken. Yeah, it's true, I'm outspoken. But the things I'm outspoken about, like, on my Instagram when I talk about it, like, nobody ever has anything to say back to me as far as, like, calling me a douchebag or saying stuff like that, right? Most of the time when people interact with me about the shit I say, they're either like, dude, that's, like, spot on, you know? And I feel like I had a conversation with one of my buddies a while ago, and we were talking about how not a lot of first sergeants that I've had like me. And to be honest, like, the only ones that have liked me are the ones that are good. And I'm not saying that I'm the best soldier in the world either. But what I am saying is the ones that never liked me were the ones that got fired. And they didn't get fired because of me. Like, I'm not that type of dude. But they got fired because they were incompetent. They didn't know how to do their job. They lacked skills as far as, you know, driving a company, being a first sergeant, you know, and shit like that. And we just didn't get along because most of their plans were stupid. Like, and it's like, dude, you're in an administrative role. Why are you trying to plan? My job is to plan. Your job is to push papers, bro. So stay the fuck out of my business, all right? And, you know, as I was talking with my buddy about it, I was like, yeah, you know, like, that dude didn't like me. This dude didn't like me. And it was funny because at first I was like, man, I don't know why they like me. Everybody started laughing. And I was like, yeah, I know why they didn't like me. And he was like, well, man, he was like, you know, we were all thinking it. You're just the one that says it. All right, so let's apply that to the outdoors now. Like, let's apply that to people saying, like, oh, well, we're losing hunters by the day. We're not losing hunters by the day. We're gaining a different type of hunter that doesn't give a fuck about our hunting rights. They still want to hunt and use the, you know, put in their, you know, put on their Instagram, provider, I provide for my family. But they're not going to change how they vote. You know, they're not going to change what they believe. You know what I mean? Like, they would much rather see somebody lose. And like, I'm going to say this right now. If you don't think that hunting's getting political, you're dead wrong. Like, if you don't think that hunting is going to become a rich man's sport, then you're dead wrong. It's true. It's coming down to it. It's going to happen. And hunting is becoming very political. We can definitely see companies that are getting rid of their good, quote-unquote, athletes. And some companies do have real athletes, all right? And they're switching them out for these influencers that have, you know, over 100,000 followers. They might be really shitty at what they're doing, but, you know, but they have reach, though. You know, they're going to drive a market. You know, they're going to drive a piece of clothing. So what does that leave for the rest of us that actually enjoy this and do it for the right reasons? It leaves us with a bill to pay, all right? And we're really going to start paying that pretty heavy here soon. You know, and that's why a lot of clothing brands get made fun of. That's why a lot of people get made fun of. And like, the beauty of it all is, like, now, though, like, there are, like, social media entities. I only say entities because they mask who they are, you know? And I'm not, dude, I'm not about to do that. Like, I don't give a shit. If I'm fucked up, call me out. Say something. Be like, yeah, dude, you're being a real big douchebag right now. I'll be like, all right, bro. So how could I fix it? But if you are a douchebag and you're calling me a douchebag, that ain't going to fly. That's not how that's going to go. Not at all. So, yeah, the people that are going to be on this podcast are real people. They love it. They love being in the outdoors. They're there for it. I'm not going to call out people specifically. I'm not going to talk shit on, like, brands specifically. I know that there are people that I've already had on this podcast, because this is the first episode and I've already recorded a lot of episodes, that, you know, if they want to talk shit on something, like, by all means, I'm going to let them. You know, if that's how they really feel, you know, this platform's only going to grow, and I don't care what people say. You know, they could be like, oh, well, you need to be more positive and stuff like that. I am positive. I just can't tolerate the idiots that are coming into a sport that I've grown up doing since I was 13 years old. You know? I did it because that's just what you did growing up where I came from. You know, I'm bringing up a lot, like, I shot my first deer when I was 13 years old. I'm not bragging or anything, but I'm saying I have skin in the game and I've been in the game for a while now. And I'm not going to sit here and take shit from somebody who just started hunting 2 years ago that's a little prick and thinks that they're better than me because, oh, they work out and stuff like that. Like, I'm not taking anything away from working out either. Don't get me wrong with that. But I'm saying there's a lot of people that realize, like, oh, man, these workout videos aren't really cutting it for me for my Instagram page. I'm going to buy a bow. I'm going to buy a bow, and I'm going to post a picture or a video of me every day shooting that bow. And that's, you know, I'm going to generate more likes. I'm going to hit a different scope of people. And they absolutely have no fucking idea what they're talking about or what they're doing. They're so ignorant. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to get away from. The girls that have OnlyFans that are sponsored by brand name clothing companies. I mean, is that really what you want your daughter to look up to? You know? Do you want to be scrolling through Instagram one day or whatever platform is going to be next that we're all going to be on? Because I don't see any of the shit going away anytime soon. And then, you know, you're obviously you'd probably be friends with your kids or whatever. And then, you know, she's in her 20s and you see a link to her OnlyFans on her shit. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, oh, I'm the dad who clicks on and supports her. You're fucking disgusting. All right. Straight up. So, you know, people need to start being real with this shit because it's getting retarded and people are getting stupider by the day. That's facts. And, you know, like working out's good and all and stuff like that, but we just had a poaching case not too long ago with somebody who works out all the time. He used to be a college athlete. I mean, dude, if you're in that big of shape and you're even associated with poaching, you might need to reevaluate who you're surrounding yourself with. And I know there's a lot of guys out there and women that are really, really good hunters that do the right thing every day and they get after it. They use morals and ethics. You know, that drives them more than, you know, showing their butthole on Instagram. It's true. And the shit's ridiculous. You know, basically I could rant all day about it, but that, you know, this is what the podcast is going to be about. Like I already said, we're going to talk to real people. Well, I'm going to talk to real people. There's no we yet. I haven't grown shit yet. I'm going to talk to real people. We do real interview like styled podcast. I'm going to bring up facts. I'm going to bring up bills that are going through that affect states. You know, Kansas just lost public cell cams. But then again, like people are bitching about it, but I believe that like only 1% of Kansas is actually public land. So what does that really mean? You know, how many people go to Kansas just to hunt and they end up hunting private, paying leases and stuff like that, you know? That's, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, people can bitch all day long, but, dude, you need to look at who you're voting for and who you're putting in office. You need to stop looking up to these influencers who do nothing for you. Yeah, dude, anybody could put conservation on their fucking profile. It's true. I know people, I've seen profiles of people that only hunt private land that say hashtag conservation. Yeah, you can do conservation work on private land too. I know this. I'm not saying that it only has to be public people who hunt public that are into conservation and shit. But there's too many of these fake people, wannabes, buzzwords. Like, oh man, I'm a good person because of this. Like, how many people have people listening to this met that don't know who someone is, but they ask a friend. They're like, oh man, who is that person? And they're like, oh, that guy? Oh, that guy's a really good guy. And it's like, well, why is he a really good guy? Oh, he just is a good guy. Well, I mean, who told you he's a good guy? He did. I mean, how many fucking times do we hear people like that? Like, I swear to God, there's a guy that I went to college with. He's an awesome dude. He has a friend who's a big fucking douchebag. And when I first met him, I was like, why do you like that guy? And he's like, oh, he's a good guy, man. And I'm like, but like, what makes him a good guy? Oh, he's just, you know, he just says he's a good guy. You know, there's too many people like that, that like, I'm so great. And they're not great. They suck. They're terrible human beings. And yeah, I guess you can call me a gatekeeper. Say whatever you want. I don't care. If it looks like shit and smells like shit, it's probably shit, right? I mean, let's stop sugarcoating it. Let's start calling it for what it is. You know, we're going to have conversations on this podcast. Well, I'm going to have conversations with people. I don't know why I keep saying we. I guess it's just my way of getting the audience involved. And I really don't have that big of an audience. You know, I'm going to work my ass off to get this thing to where it needs to be. And that was another thing that I want to talk about real quick, too. This is all going to be ad-free. I don't need money from podcasting. I don't need money from shit like that. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and they're like, all right, here we go. Here are the 20 ads for my podcast right off the rip, and I'm going to waste the first 15 minutes of your time. And by then, I'm already shutting my car off, and I'm where I need to be. And then I, you know, have to wait to go back in and re-listen to the shit, you know. And I know people say, well, I'll just skip through all that. That's fine, too, you know, whatever, but it's fucking annoying. And then, you know, right in the middle of a podcast, he'll stop and be like, have you had the sleep mattress bed? And it's like, dude, can I just get on with the fucking show? Can I just listen to what I clicked on this thing to listen to? Right? Okay. So no ads. All right. I will probably end up giving shout outs and stuff like that to people that are honestly working and busting their ass off. Like, yeah, I'm probably gonna hook them up. Why not? Right. What was the other thing? Oh, this isn't really like a tips and tricks, tactics type podcast either. I know that there's a lot of people out there that already have podcasts like that, and that's great. So you guys just keep saturating the market with those. And, you know, if there's people on here that want to talk about their tips and tricks and trades and tactics, I don't know, and all this other stuff, then do it. By all means, get after it. But me, I'm not focused on that stuff. Like, anybody can listen to a podcast and write stuff down and be like, huh, this is how I'm going to hunt now, you know? Yes, I've gained a lot of insight from podcasts, and I've applied it in the outdoors, and I've had some success, and I've had some not success. You know, I just want to talk about the big topics with people and just see where people's heads really are and just have good conversation and get people thinking, because I think there's not a lot of people out there that are thinking about stuff going on in the outdoors. And the people that are, they aren't saying much because they don't want to step on people's toes. Dude, step on people's toes. Get them going. We live in an age now where If you offend somebody, then you're canceled. Dude, what are you going to do? I'm not on a network. I do my own shit. Nobody can cancel me. Whatever, unless they kick me off fucking Anchor or some shit. Then I'll just find a new platform to get on. You know? I'm not going to stop. It's true. Like, yes, you're probably going to get offended. You're probably going to hear some things you don't like to hear and you don't want to hear. But, you know, dude, get some thick skin. Gain some knowledge. Learn some shit. Start calling a spade a spade. But, you know, that's basically it. That's it for this intro podcast. There's a lot more episodes to come. I already have done, you know, quite a few interviews with some really good people and some small business owners, some veterans, some non-veterans. It's a little bit of everybody in here. It's going to, you know, it's only going to grow, and I'm only going to keep getting more people, and it's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah, so that's all I've got. I hope that you guys definitely enjoy this little intro of me just ranting about shit. Trust me, the whole podcast is not going to be this way. There are definitely some good conversations. I've already had them, and I'm stoked to share them with you. It's going to be awesome. So this is just the intro podcast. I hope that I've grabbed your guys' attention, and just do me a huge favor, since I'm not doing any ads and I'm not doing any of that dumb shit. Just share this with your friends if you really think this is going to be awesome. Share it with people, talk about it with people. You know, if you want to be on this, message me, send me a message. We'll get together, we'll set aside a time, and we'll have an hour conversation, 45-minute conversation. You know, it's pretty easy. Like, I lay it out for you, and then we just talk, all right? It's a simple conversation. But that's all I have, guys. Thanks for listening to the Salty Huntsman Podcast. I appreciate it. Like I said, you know, share this with your friends, tell people about it. Get it out there. It's a real truth podcast. There's no bullshit. I'm telling you, like, there's no fakeness. If someone is going to be on this podcast and they are fake, I'm going to call them out. And, you know, I don't mean to embarrass anybody on podcast, but I probably won't even play it if that's a fact. All right, you know, so there we go with that. But anyways, thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it, and I hope everyone's doing good, and I hope everyone's having a great week out there crushing it, doing it for the right reasons, not, oh, man, I wonder what Instagram you like so I can get out of this picture, all right? You know, but anyways, have a good weekend, guys. Stay safe, and I will catch you on the next episode, which is going to be Judd McCollum out of Illinois, and we talk about mammoth tusks. We talk about all kinds of cool shit. And it's an awesome podcast. He's a super smart guy. I definitely enjoyed having a conversation with Judd, and I'm going to have him on again. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, and I will catch you guys next week. All right, I'm out.